Connecticut set to become place of refuge for abortion patients. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 30, 2022. Connecticut is set to become a place of refuge for those who get an abortion after the state Senate passed a bill on Friday increasing abortion rights. The Connecticut Senate passed the bill by a 25-9 vote, weeks after the bill passed through the state House. The bill now goes to Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont for his signature, which he has already promised to provide. Connecticut's bill is a response to lawmakers in conservative states like Texas and Missouri proposing more restrictions on abortion. "We will be a place of refuge for a lot of people," State Senator Seth Onwar said. Additionally, many legal scholars expect the U.S. Supreme Court to weaken or overturn the landmark decision of Roe v. Wade, which established the right to abortion. Anyone sued under another state's restricted abortion law will have increased legal protections under the Connecticut bill. For example, a Missouri state Republican proposed a law that would allow Missouri citizens to sue anyone outside of the state who helps a Missouri resident receive an abortion. Under Connecticut's bill, a Connecticut resident sued under an out-of-state abortion law would be allowed to countersue for damages, attorney's fees, and other costs. The bill would also protect those summoned or subpoenaed in out-of-state cases related to abortion practices that are lawful in Connecticut. Connecticut authorities would also be prevented from complying with another state's investigation into Connecticut's lawful abortion procedures. The Connecticut bill also grants people other than physicians the ability to perform abortions. Advanced practice registered nurses, nurse midwives, and physician's assistants would be allowed to administer abortions within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. The Family Institute of Connecticut called out Connecticut's legislature for creating a safe harbor for abortion providers who violate abortion laws in other states.